O Canada, The Knowledge Deficit, an article by Stuart Wachowitz. Professor Judith Adler of Memorial University of Newfoundland had grown concerned that many of her students might be lacking an awareness of geography that would enable them to comprehend course issues about global cultural traditions. She gave her students a quiz consisting of a blank map of the world with instructions to indicate where places and features such as Africa, Europe, Great Britain, and the Atlantic Ocean were. To her surprise, many students lacked even the most rudimentary geographic awareness. Some did not know where the Atlantic Ocean was, even though they could see it from the university. This is quoted from Lost Without a Map, the National Post, January 13, 2013. Canadians were horrified. How could it be that high school graduates could complete their schooling yet have such a knowledge deficit? But this was not the first sign of trouble in the nation's schools. In September 2007, Maclean's magazine reported on a study titled Literacy Matters, A Call to Action, released by TD Bank Financial Group. Here is what that study found. The Canadian economy could enjoy a $32 billion boost if literacy rates were improved by only 1%. It represents an extraordinary drain on our economy. 70% of Canada's economic output is now services, not goods. Almost everything we deal with now requires high levels of knowledge, said Alexander. Knowledge is now the competitive advantage. What is really disappointing is that there has not been any significant improvement in literacy since the 1970s, said Alexander. The report noted that 4 in 10 high school youth have insufficient reading skills. We need to make sure that every single person that gets a high school diploma is literate. Taxpayers assume that their dollars are funding an education system that ensures the upcoming generation is gaining basic knowledge and skills. Yet the evidence indicates this assumption is a fantasy. The moral deficit is real as well, but here we will focus on the knowledge deficit. How can such a wealthy nation with such a well-funded education system and a tradition of scholarship produce such poor results? From success to failure. In the early years of the 20th century, with less money to spend, Canadian schools educated large numbers of poor students, many of whom achieved great success, both academically and financially. Yet, in the 21st century, despite the billions of dollars invested in computer technology as a student aid, no qualified studies connect these expenses to actual improvement in student achievement. What has changed? Especially since World War II, so-called progressive education has gained a foothold in North American teacher training programs. Writer Andrew Nikiforuk describes the impetus for this. Quote, "The American philosopher John Dewey is the modern father of this form of pedagogy, although its roots go back to the 18th century French essayist Jean-Jacques Rousseau. Dewey reacted to the extreme formalism and rigidity of schools in the 1890s and demanded that things should be done differently. Dewey, who was also rebelling against his own strict religious upbringing, believed schools should adjust children. He viewed schools as instruments for social change. Deploring the traditional emphasis on reading and math, he called for, quote, learning by doing. And this is quoted from If Learning is So Natural, Why Am I Going to School, page 34. Doing is important, but modern education techniques often emphasize it over, quote, knowing. The concept of teacher as expert passing along vital information to young minds is deliberately undermined. Instead of ensuring that Canada's young people gain the knowledge to strengthen their nation's capacity to create wealth and develop culture, child-centered learning is one of the banners under which this knowledge deficit is promoted as a benefit rather than a terrible loss to society. Advocates of the whole language teaching technique de-emphasize or even reject the teaching of formal rules of phonics, the code on which reading is based. As a result, formal spelling instruction has largely been dropped as a requirement in most Canadian schools. Given the absence of the phonetic code, combined with students' inability to spell, should we be surprised that many, especially those who might experience a bit more difficulty, do not learn to read? This knowledge of deficit creates another industry, helping students recover the literacy they could easily have been given with explicit instruction. The new definitions of, quote, literacy refer not just to reading, but include viewing or listening. This means World Wrestling Foundation television programs are considered, quote, texts alongside the written works of Longfellow and Shakespeare. What consequence does all this have? Brain expert Dr. Steven Pinker, director of the Center for Cognitive Neuroscience of Massachusetts Institute of Technology, raises concerns over modern approaches in the classroom. Quote, the ascendant philosophy of mathematical education in the United States and Canada is constructivism. Children must actively construct mathematical knowledge for themselves in a social enterprise. The teacher provides the materials and the social milieu, but does not lecture or guide the discussion. Drill and practice, the routes to automaticity, are called mechanistic and seen as detrimental to understanding. The better curricula explicitly point out connections across ways of knowing. Mastery of the mathematics is deeply satisfying, but it is a reward for hard work that is not itself always pleasurable. Without the esteem for hard-won mathematical skills that is common in other cultures, the mastery is unlikely to blossom. Sadly, the whole story is being played out in reading instruction. In Whole Language, the insight that language is a naturally developing human instinct has been garbled into the evolutionarily improbable claim that reading is a naturally developing human instinct. Old-fashioned practice at connecting letters to sounds is replaced by immersion in a text-rich social environment, and children don't learn to read. This is quoted from How the Mind Works, pages 341 and 342. Path to ignorance. Unbeknownst to many parents, and even perhaps to most elected officials who fund and supervise school systems, modern Canadian education is on a path that will increasingly render Canadian youth unable to compete on a global scale with students in Asia and other parts of the world. When students educated in other nations come to Canada, their multilingual ability and superior knowledge will see them rise higher and higher, while those born in Canada will fall lower and lower. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 43. Another vital aspect of all this is that as the knowledge of reading declines, familiarity with the Bible will become less and less common. Students lacking basic awareness of history and geography, as well as literacy, will be unable to comprehend the simplest messages from Scripture. Parents, as much as possible, should strive to augment their children's education by helping them become familiar with history, geography, and good literature. Scripture calls Satan the ruler of this world and the god of this age. Find this in John chapter 14 and verse 30, and in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4. He is a deceiver and makes every effort to keep mankind ignorant of its own best interests. Do not let him make you and your family victims of this knowledge deficit. Bible study course. Enroll for free at the tomorrowsworldbiblecourse.org.